ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः। ओम नमो भगवते ज्ञानदंडायुधपाणये। ओम नमो भगवते बालवेलायधस्वामिने। तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। We are seeing this important commentary presented the negation of the Karmakandi's view that karma must be combined with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. This jnana karma samuchaya vadaha is negated mainly in this commentary, and we saw how four different ways of views, same idea of combining jnanam with karma, but he says little differently. Mere karma cannot serve as the means of attainment of moksha. That view was negated. Then, jnanam as the main means, upward by karma can serve as the means of attainment of moksha, that was negated. The karma and jnanam should be equally, should be of given equal importance, that they both together serve as the means of attainment of moksha, that view was negated. And finally we saw, anyway, Karmakandi's view was, as Veda Shastram, the whole Veda Shastram, the entire Veda Shastra, Veda, serves as a Pramana Grantaha, the text which serves the means of the attainment of knowledge. But the same Veda Shastram prescribes the karma. Therefore, somehow the karma must be included as a part of jnanam, not to serve as means of attainment of moksha. That was his argument. But the idea is, the importance of karma is not denied. Of course, karma is very, very important. The performance of religious rituals, religious activities, when the mundane activities, performance of actions is inevitable, unavoidable. Actions must be performed, rituals must be performed. No question about it. But that they cannot be the means of attainment of jnanam or moksha, because karma is opposed to jnanam. Jnanam opposed to karma. Because where there is jnanam, there cannot be kartrutvam. There cannot be the accessories related to karma. So if they, without the accessories, performance of ritual, performance of action is not possible. But in jnanam, they all become negated. Because here jnanam is of the atma, the reality, which is absolutely free from all accessories. All accessories enjoy existence in atma. Atma is free from all accessories. And discovering that atma, claiming that atma is one's own sarup, one's own self, in fact, that is where the moksha is. Moksha is. In claiming the atma as one's own self is moksha. Therefore, jnanam and karma cannot go together, because karma is a product of ajnanam. There's no way of combining jnanam or karma with the jnana. Jnanam itself is independently a means of jnana, moksha. I think he explained yesterday, we saw in the previous class. We remind you what we saw exactly. Okay, so he explained, what exactly is samsara? The rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda. We can say, performance of nityanaimittika karmani and performance of పురమనిత్యమృతిక కర్మాణి అవాయిడెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రతిషిద్ధ కర్మాణి ప్రొహిబిటెడ్ యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ పురమన్స్ ఆఫ్ కామ్య కర్మాణి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ప్రాపర్లీ ఇన్ కన్ఫార్మిటీ విత్ ధర్మ విత్ ప్రాపర్ యాటిట్యూడ్ దే సర్వ్ యాజ్ ది మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ మెంటల్ ప్రిపరేషన్ ప్రిపరేటరీ డిసిప్లిన్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ హౌ డూ దే కాంట్రిబ్యూట్ ఫర్ మెంటల్ ప్రిపరేషన్ ఇట్ వాస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ సీ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ దిస్ నిత్య నిమిత్తిక కర్మాణి అవాయిడింగ్ ప్రతిషిద్ధ కర్మాణి విత్ ప్రాపర్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఇన్ కన్ఫార్మిటీ విత్ ధర్మ ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ డెఫినెట్లీ ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ కాంట్రిబ్యూట్ ఫర్ అక్యుములేషన్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్యం ఈవెన్ ద రిచువల్స్ ఆల్ రిచువల్స్ ఆల్సో అక్యుములేషన్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్యం హెల్ప్స్ న్యూట్రలైజింగ్ ది ఓల్డ్ ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మ పాప ప్రారబ్ధ When the papa prarabdha becomes neutralized, the pratibandhas, the obstructions, the obstacles in the pratibandhas which really prevent the rising of knowledge, become resolved. Thereby, jnanam can rise. This is how karma indirectly serves as a means of attainment of jnanam. Karma directly, karma can never be a means of attainment of jnanam and moksha. Karma serves as an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Because when all these karmas as prescribed the shastram and performed, practiced, definitely produced punyam. The accumulation of punyam helps neutralizing the papa. The papa becomes neutralized. So obstructions, the pratibandhas which are there in which prevent the rising of jnanam will get resolved. Thereby jnanam can rise. Definitely is the prayojanam of performance of rituals, performance of nityamittika karmani, kamya karmani and avoiding patishuddha karmani. So all this we saw in the previous class. And towards the end, let me go read this now. Upachita, I'm repeating last week's class's sentence. Upachita durita pratibandhasyahi vidya utpattihi na avakalpate. ఉపచిత దురిత ప్రతిబంధస్య హి విద్యా ఉత్పత్తి న అవకల్పతే ది నాలెడ్జ్ డస్ నాట్ రైజ్ ఫార్ అ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ అబ్స్ట్రక్షన్ కాస్ట్ బై ది పాపం అక్యుమేటెడ్ ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్స్ ఆర్ ప్రీవియస్లీ దెర్ఫోర్ తత్క్షయే Only when those pratibandhas become, only when the pratibandha becomes removed, resolved, vidya utpatti syat, rising of jnanam, knowledge is possible. Only when the pratibandha kshaya happens, when the resolution of removal of pratibandhas happens. The pratibandhas have to be, pratibandha means obstruction. If the obstruction has to be resolved, then one needs punyam. The papam must be neutralized. The papam has been utilized, one must accumulate new punyam. To accumulate new punyam, one must perform nityamittika karmani. And one must perform even kamya karmani in conformity with dharma. This is how it's explained here. Cha avidya nivruttihi tataha. So, only when the pratibandhas become resolved, negated, removed, as a result of the neutralization of previous papams, by accumulating new punyam, by performing the nityamittika karmani, there will be rising of knowledge. Avidya nivruttihi. Thereafter, when knowledge arises, there will be resolution of ignorance, a removal of ignorance. And this removal of ignorance itself is what? Atyantikaha samsara uparamaha. This resolution of ignorance itself is what? Atyantikaha samsara uparamaha. Resolution of the total samsara. This we saw last class. We got a new class now. Today's class. Apicha. This also we did last class, but still we do it. Anatmadarshinaha hi anatmavishayaha kamaha. A person who is ignorant, only in his perception, there is a world of duality possible. Only in his wish, in his perception, the world of duality is real. Only for an ignorant person, the world of duality is real. So for him, anatma prapancha is real. Only for the person in whose perception anatma prapancha is real, this objective material universe is real. For him, desire for the world of objects, desire for the objects of the world is also possible. Anatma darshinaha hi anatma vishyaha kamaha. Desire for the anatma objects is possible only for a person in whose perception anatma prapancha is real. He must be ignorant. Anatma prapancha, the objective universe, is real for somebody, then definitely he does not have jnanam. He is ignorant. Such a person in whose perception the atma object universe is real, for him alone, desire for the objects of the world is also possible. Then, once the desires are there, desires for the objects of the world are there, naturally, driven by those desires, he must be performing actions. Performing actions is possible only for fulfilling the desires for the world of objects. The objects. So, kamaya manaha cha karmani karoti. When he performs actions, and the actions should produce results, then what happens? Tataha, tat phala upabhogaya. Then in order to enjoy those results, he has accumulated as a result, results of actions he performed. And he has to, that one must assume again a body. Assuming a body, one has to be born again. This is how one remains caught up in the cycle of samsara, birth sentence. Tataha tat phala upabhogaya shariradi upadana lakshanaha samsaraha. So very nice. What is samsaraha? What is this? Samsaraha, this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, always said to be the life of transmigration, is there for what? Only when a person is born, assuming the body, specifically for exhausting the results, one has accumulated by performing actions. And he performed actions for what? For fulfilling his desires. And desires rise. Desires for the objects rise because he values those objects. He values the objects because for him, the external world of objects is very real. The world of objects perceived as real because he is anatmajna. He is ignorant of the self. Is it clear? This is very beautifully said. If there is ajnanam, the person is ignorant, choicelessly, he is in his perception, the world of the objects, the objective universe, anatma prapancha is real. If it is real for him, and he has value for those objects, he has desires for those objects. When he desires for those objects, impelled by those desires, he must be performing actions. to fulfill his desires. When he performs actions, those actions will produce punyam. And to exhaust the results, punyam, of course, punyam or papam, he performs his actions, the kamya karmani. He performs kamya karmani, the actions to fulfill his desires. If those actions are in conformity with dharma, he will earn punyam. If they are against dharma, he will earn papam. And in order to exhaust the punya papam, he has to assume a body. He assumes a body, he is born again. Means, again he remains in this samsara. Got it? This much we read last class. Correct? Yeah. And today's class. Tad vyatirekena. Don't forget, Shankara Bhagavad Pada is explaining. This answer given Shankaracharya. Tad vyatirekena. On the contrary, Atma Ekatva Darshinaha. Now he's talking about a jnani. Who is a jnani, a wise person? Atma Ekatva Darshi. The compound one. Atmanaha Ekatvam Yaha Pashyati Saha Atma Ekatva Darshi. The seer of the oneness of the Atma. Atmanaha Ekatvasya Darshi. Atma Ekatva Darshi. Darshi, the Nakaranta Pullinga Shabda, isn't it? The seer, Darshin Shabda. Atma Ekatva Darshi, the seer, the person who is a seer of the oneness of the Atma. Which means a wise person who has a clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the non-duality of the reality. Such a person, Atma Ekatva Darshi. For him, there's a second thing. For a person of the clear vision of the reality, in whose vision all that is there is only Brahma. All that is there is only Ishvara. It's only the reality. Isn't it? It is, in fact, it's a fact, abstract fact, subcluster fact. Okay, this is, there's no subtler fact than this. This is subtlest fact. It is not some talk, cock and bull story. It is not something, no matter for belief. It is a verifiable fact. It is not a non-verifiable matter for belief. It's a verifiable fact. What is verifiable fact? All that is here is Ishvara. You see this quote there, isn't it? Which means all that is there is absolutely what is there is only Brahma. Brahma Mukkate. This is the vision. Atma Ekatva Darshi. Atma Ekatva Darshinaha. For a person of such vision of the oneness of reality, second thing is not there. Whatever is there, a second thing is what? Mithya. In whose perception, in the vision of, it's not even perception, in the vision of a fact, okay? Perception can be of the objective material universe. Okay, here in the vision of a wise person, the objective universe is mithya. It is not real. Jnani also perceives the objective universe. Ajnani also perceives the objective universe. Jnani also perceives the duality. In spite of having the vision of oneness of the reality, still perception of duality cannot be avoided, cannot be denied. Jnani also perceives the world of duality. Ajnani also perceives the world of duality. But an Ajnani who does not have the Ekatva Darshanam, who does not have the vision of the oneness of the reality, in his perception, the duality is real. The object universe is absolutely real for him. Therefore, he has desire for the objects. Whereas a wise person, Atma Ekatva Darshi, who has the vision of the truth, in his vision, in his perception, the duality, in his vision, in the light of the vision of the oneness of reality, the world of duality perceived is not real. Don't think Jnani does not perceive the world of duality. Jnani does perceive the world of duality, but in the light of the vision of the oneness of reality, he sees his perception of duality to be mithya, not real. Because it is not real, he cannot have desire for those objects. Isn't it? Will you have desire for mirage water to quench your thirst? Because you know it is not real. Will you go and mistake the shells, seashells for silver? You know it is not silver. It shines like silver. It's not silver. You will not pick it up. Not waste your time in collecting them. Because it's no value. You do not have the value for them, you will not do it. Therefore, Atma Ekatva Darshi, in whose perception, in whose vision, the perception of duality is not real. The world of objects is not real. Naturally, there is no second thing other than the Atma. No, there's no Vishayaha. Vishaya abhavat. See the next sentence now. Vishaya abhavat. Due to the absence of the objective world of objects. Vishaya abhavat. Kama anutpattihi. Kama anutpattihi. No rise of desires. Desires do not rise. Kama anutpattihi means what? Non-rising of desires. Desires do not raise the mind of a jnani. Desires do not raise because there must be real objects for him to have a desire. I have no desire for anything. Means what? There is no real object. In jnani's vision, there is no real object here. Everything is mithya. Only Satyam is his own Atma. And for him, all that is, there is only Atma. Therefore, again, a Jnani, Pujya Swami should say this very clearly. Jnani is the one in whose vision all that is, there is only Atma, only Brahma. And he has resolved his identity within that Brahma. Aham Brahma, as with that vision is there. Therefore, this person is what? He has resolved the fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. Because for him, his Swarup means of the nature of fullness of happiness, limitlessness. So I, the Atma, am of the nature of fullness, of limitlessness. The Jnani who's reveling, who has the vision of the reality, who's reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, who's reveling in the vision of limitlessness, such a person is free from the common human fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. Therefore, the inadequacy is not there. Emotional need is not there. See, any emotional need is possible only if there is sense of inadequacy centered on I. Okay? Edho oru kurai irukkanum. Only then the need is possible, isn't it? When the person has need is there, desires are also possible. In keeping with the needs, there will be desires will be possible. When the desires rise, and desires for what? Desires for relationship, desires for object, desire for this, any desire for anything. Desire, a very phenomenon called desire, can arise for anything, something or the other, only if there is inadequacy. Only there's a need. And inadequacy is possible only for a person whose vision the world is this, that who has still, who is still a jnani, ignorant. Therefore, desires will not rise. So, kama anupattihi, this Pujya Swami says, special explanation. I heard when he was explaining those days, okay? Vishaya abhavat kama anutpattihi. Why? Kama anutpattihi means non-rising of desires. Desires do not rise for a jnani. Because there's no real object for him. In his vision, there's no real object. What is only mithya. Absolutely, what is there is only the truth, only reality. Atmanicha, ananyatvat, and second thing being not there other than the self. Kama anutpattav, when the desires do not rise. Swatmani avasthanam moksha, the beautiful expression. Swatmani avasthanam moksha. It's a beautiful definition of moksha. Mokshaha kaha, samsaraha kaha. Two questions. What is moksha? What is samsara? Swatmani avasthanam moksha. Swatmani avasthanam moksha. Abidance in one's own self is moksha. Abidance in one's own self is moksha. Swatmani avasthanam moksha. Abidance in one's own self is possible when? What is abidance in one's own self? Seeing the content of I. Is it? Seeing the substance or the substantive I being abstract, formless, consciousness. Implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Aham Atma Asmi, Aham Brahma Asmi. Is it? This cognitive appreciation of one's own self being Atma. This is Swatmani Avasthanam. Abidance in one's own self is possible only when a person becomes free from the hold of the phenomenon called desire for good. Desires cannot rise. Kama anutpattav Swatmani Avasthanam. When the desires do not rise at all, desires do not even rise. Not that the person is suppressing the desire. There is no suppression of desire. There is no giving up of desire. There is no avoiding desires. There is no managing desires. There is no controlling of desires. Yeah, the desires do not even rise for a jnani. Desires cannot even rise. Because desire is a product of ignorance. Isn't it? Swamiji's explanation, beautiful explanation. Desire is a product of ignorance. What is this phenomenon called desire? Kamaha. See, kamaha means pleasure. Kamaha means object of pleasure. Kamaha also means desire. So, desire can arise only if a person has need. Emotional need. The need is possible only if there is sense of inadequacy centered on I. I am inadequate. That erroneous strong notion if a person has, I'm inadequate. I'm inadequate in many respects. Inadequacy in terms of money, position, possession, wealth, whatever it is, knowledge. Inadequacy in any of any aspect. So I am inadequate is the notion, strong notion. This is what ahankara. Any erroneous notion you entertain about yourself is ahankara. I am is knowledge. I am inadequate is a erroneous notion which is ahankara. The sense of inadequacy is centered on I. Means I am inadequate is the notion is there. This notion itself is what? Because of the wrong identity with anatma, body, mind, and complex, and mistake the limitations of anatma as one's own limitations. Limitations of body, limitations of mind, limitations of intellect, limitations of pranas, limitations of anatma, material aspects, become superimposed upon atma. Therefore, a person has what? This sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I. And I told you many times, this is a common human universal fundamental problem. Which is because of the ignorance. So ignorance caused, it is this ignorance which results in erroneous perception, which contributes for this sense of inadequacy centered on I, the fundamental problem. Therefore, if the Ajnani entertains helplessly this strong notion about the self that he is inadequate, I am inadequate. So where such a notion is, where there is inadequacy, there alone can be need to become free from inadequacy. Isn't it? The need to be free from inadequacy is there. The need to become free from inadequacy being there, and so many desires are possible. There will be common human fundamental desire. There will be many desires. When the desires arise, that's why desires are the strong products of ignorance. Even the root cause of the desires. That's why there's no way of undoing desires at all, giving up desires at all. When the desires rise, naturally one has to do. Desires impel a person to do something or the other. That's why action also is a product of ignorance. Once you perform action, and results, actions do produce results. When the results are there, they have to be exhausted. To exhaust them, you have to be born again. So you have to be assuming a body and be born again. This is how a person, ignorance retains the person in samsara. That's why it's not just simply the desire. The root cause of bondage is ignorance. But the desire is what? Immediate cause. The karma phalam is the immediate cause of bondage. The result of action is because of the action. Action is because of the desires. Understand? Therefore, when a person has jnanam, in jnanam what happens? The error in the perception of the self becomes corrected. So this error caused, ignorance caused error. Error caused wrong notions about the self become resolved for good. The person is free from, the person who has the clear vision of the self is reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, fullness of consciousness. Therefore, such a person is free from what? The fundamental problem of inadequacy centered on I. So inadequacy being not there, needs being not there, there's no possibility of desires. Desires cannot rise. That's why he says, kama anutvattav ananyatvat ananyatvat kama anutvattav. When there's no possibility of the desires, having desires, naturally the person just abides in one's own self. What I am, then he says, what I am. Abiding in one's own self is what? Mokshaha. So being free from the hold of desires is what? Freedom. From the hold of all emotions. And freedom from the hold of all emotions is what? Freedom from the hold of mind, which is mokshaha. It's called freedom from the hold of mind. Freedom from mind is mokshaha. Swatmani avasthanam mokshaha iti ataha, therefore also vidya karmanoho virodaha ataha api, therefore also vidya karmanoho virodaha, there is strong opposition between knowledge and karma. Knowledge and karma can never be combined. It's a clean, clear teaching, very clean teaching. Vidya karmanoho virodaha means what? Vidya karmanor madhye virodaha. There's strong opposition, there's contradiction between knowledge and karma. They cannot be together. Karma is possible only if there is ignorance. If there's jnanam, the need, the cause for karma will be resolved. In the wake of the knowledge, ignorance being not there, the cause of the action being not there, action cannot be there. we have to understand how actions, desires, they are all products of ignorance only. Ajnana jatam. What it is? Opposition. They cannot be combined. Vidya karmanoho virodha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada continues. Virodha devacha vidya moksham prati karmani na apekshate. Very nice. Because whatever it is, this karma kandi, okay, let me accept. Jnanam is very important. Ignorance causes the bondage. So to resolve ignorance, we need only jnanam, no doubt. But that jnanam must be combined with karma. At least little of karma must be combined with jnanam. As a means of attainment of moksha. Is it? That's such a view is there. So Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to negate that also. No, there's no need for combining karma at all with the jnanam for the attainment of moksha. Okay. Virodhat yevacha. Virodhat eva. Due to this opposition, due to this contradiction between karma and jnanam, moksham prati karmani na apekshate vidya. Knowledge does not require karma at all for the attainment of moksha. Jnanam does not require, jnanam does not require karmas at all for the attainment of moksha. Jnanam itself is moksha. And he explains that further. Are you listening? Okay. Swatmalabhetu. He's explaining. Swatmalabhetu. Swatmalabha means what? Attainment of knowledge of the self. The swatmalabha means what? Gaining the self. Can you gain your own self? Can you attain yourself? No. What it means is, attainment of the knowledge of the self is as good as attainment of the self. You can never gain yourself. You can never attain yourself. So swatmalabha implies attainment of the knowledge of the self. When there is the attainment of knowledge of the self, swatmalabhetu, purva upachita, pratibandha apanaya dwarena. Pura upachita pratibandha apanaya dwarena. Vidya hetutvam pratipadyante karmani nityani iti. It's explained very beautifully. Listen to me carefully. Karmani, nityani karmani means what? These nityani karmani, the prescribed duties. Nityani karmani, prescribed duties. The duties which, regular duties, regular activities, regular duties, nityani karmani, prescribed duties. Vidya hetutvam pratipadyante. Nityani karmani, vidya hetutvam pratipadyante means, is prescribed duties when performed regularly, properly, in conformity with dharma, as instructed, they have the status of being the indirect means of the attainment of jnanam. Vidya hetutvam means what? Vidyam prati hetutvam. They have the status of being the indirect means of attainment of jnanam. how do these nitya karmani performed, they have this state, they become the, in that means of attainment of jnanam. How? He says, pratibandha apanayana dwarena. Pratibandha apanayanam. Pratibandhanam apanayanam. Pratibandha apanayanam. Removal of obstructions. Removal of obstacles. Pratibandha apanayana dwarena. Through the removal of obstructions. So this performance of nitya karmani have the status of being the indirect means of attainment of jnanam through the removal of obstacles. Removal of obstacles caused by the papam accumulated before. So, purva upachita pratibandha apanayana dwarena nityani karmani vidyahetutvam pratipadyante. So, this whatever karmas you perform, no karma can really directly remove ignorance. Okay, I perform this puja, I perform that puja, I do handhyavandanam, I do this karma, I do that karma. Lots of rituals, okay? Worship and prayers and any karma, any religious activities, secular or sacred activities, whichever activities a person performs, karma can only produce punyam if it is in conformity with dharma. Against dharma, it will definitely produce papa. And the punyam have to be exhausted, for which one has to assume a body, one has to be born again. Performance of karma can never help you. They can never become direct means of attainment of jnana. Because they cannot remove ignorance. Because they are products of ajnana. A product of ajnana, karma being a product of ignorance, is always ignorance friendly. Any karma, any action, whether it's a religious ritual or mundane activity, any action being a product of ignorance, very ignorance friendly, it cannot remove ignorance. So it cannot, how can it be a means of attainment of moksha? Jnana. It says, yes, nityanamittika karmani, when performed, okay, it produces punyam. When a person only accumulates punyam, accumulation of punyam removes what now? Neutralizes the old papams. And the old papam becomes neutralized, the pratibandha papam becomes neutralized, then the obstacles, obstructions, which block the jnanam from rising, obstructions become removed. That's why, purva upachita pratibandha apanayana dwarena. Only through the removal of obstructions caused by the punya papams, the papam previously accumulated. These nayanti karmani do have the status of being the indirect means of attainment of jnanam. Because they remove, when the person performs nitya karmani, he accumulates punyam, 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 punyam. What happens now? The old papam becomes neutralized to some extent. The papam becomes neutralized, the same papam which is there as an obstruction, pratibandha, in rise of the knowledge. Obstruction becomes removed. Then knowledge rises. So, pura upachita pratibandha apanayana dwarena nitya karmani atmalabe vidyahetutvam pratipadyante. They attained that status of being the indirect means of attainment of jnanam through the removal of obstacles. Obstacles. How? To the neutralization of the old problems. So swatmalabhe means what? In gaining, in attaining the knowledge of the self. Okay? Nitya karmani do become the indirect means of attainment of jnanam. Ataha eva. Now he's saying, long explanation, isn't it? That is the reason. Ataha eva. That is why. Ata eva. The visarga is dropped. Ata eva. That is why. Asmin prakarane. In this section, Nisikshavalli. Upanyastani karmani. Iti avochama. That is why. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, supposed to be teaching only Brahma Vidya. In this book of Brahma Vidya, the very first section, all the karmas have been discussed. Upanyastani, karmani upanyastani. We saw no nitya karmas, nimittika karmas, values, disciplines, all those have been discussed. The question was asked now, what is the purpose of now discussing the karma, emphasizing the karma in the very first section of Taittiriya Upanishad in Sikshavalli, the subject was supposed to be Brahma Vidya. Only Brahma Vida Apno Tiparam, it must have started like that. Instead of going to teach main teaching of the Upanishad, Satyana Pramati Tavyam, Mo Karma. All that big list of karmas, you do this, you must do this, you must do this, you must do this, you must do this. All this have been discussed. So, kimartam karmani upanyastani. Now, what is the purpose of kimartam? What is the purpose of discussing all these karmas in the first section of the Taittiriya Upanishad? Yes, asmin prakarane karmani upanyastani. That is why all these karmas have been discussed in the first section of Taittiriya Upanishad in the Sikshavalli. This already we have, already I said, he says, avochama. Avocha means already we explained this. Why Sikshavalli discusses karma, discusses the topic of karma. Evamcha, in this manner, avirodha karma vidhishrutinam. Therefore, he says, avirodha means definitely, there is no contradiction at all. The whole Veda Shastram prescribes karma initially. Even though karma binds, even though karma does bind, still Veda Shastram prescribes karma, emphasizes the importance of doing duties, because doing one's own duties, doing nitya karmas, avoiding pratishiddha karmas, following the instructions of the karma, the Veda Shastram, involving oneself in the path of karma, performing actions definitely contributes for mental preparation. How does it contribute mental preparation? It removes all the obstructions. Not directly. Karma performed, the path of karma followed as instructed by the Shastram, as enjoined by the Shastram, definitely one accumulates punyam. Accumulating punyam contributes for what? Neutralizing previously accumulated papam. The papam becomes neutralized, the pratibandhas become resolved. The obstruction in the rising of heart become removed. That is how jnanam can rise. When the jnanam rises, ajnanam will be resolved. Then ajnanam goes, against cause samsara also will be resolved. This is how mere knowledge alone is the means of attainment of moksha, but karma has the status of being the indirect means of attainment of jnanam. which is service moksha. Therefore, karma vidishuti nam avirodaha. There is no contradiction at all between the texts of karma kanda and the jnana kanda of the Veda. The whole Veda has only one aim, only one goal. What is that? Somehow manushyaha purushaha moksha purushena moksha moksha prapitavyaha. Somehow human must being must be attain moksha. That is the only aim. Karma vidhi shruti nam avirodaha. Ataha kevalayaha eva vidyayaha param shreyaha iti siddham. Now doubtlessly it has been concluded, it has been siddham means what? It has become very clear, it has been confirmed clearly that param shreyaha, the absolute good in terms of mokshaha, is attained only as a result of mere knowledge. Kevalayaha vidyayaha eva param shreyaha. Kevalayaha vidyayaha eva param shreyaha means the absolute end mokshaha rises only as a result of mere knowledge of the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self. Again, he is not simply attaining the knowledge of the truth, knowledge of the truth. Attaining knowledge of the truth as one's own swarupam, as the very meaning of the word I. But you're resolving the I sense in the truth alone, resolving all the ignorance caused to problems. So entire Shruti is a one Pramana Grantaha. This establish here. Is it clear now? Evamcha karma vidhishruti nam avirodaha. Ataha kevalayaha eva vidyayaha paramshayaha iti siddham. Very nice. Okay. Now, poor Pakshi has to somehow, no? Still he feels, now he want, you know, he's thinking, how can I, my God, somehow he established, yes, kevalayaha vidyayaha eva paramshayaha. He has established this fact. There's no way of combining karma at all with the jnanam as the means of attainment of moksha. Accepts what? Karma serves the indirect attainment of moksha. How indirectly? It by way of removing the obstacles, obstructions in the rising of jnanam, by neutralizing paradha papam, isn't it? Karma also serves as an indirect means of attainment, direct means of attainment of moksha. Jnanam is the only direct means of attainment of moksha, in fact, jnanam itself is moksha. Now, Shatpur Pakshi thinks, okay, now he wants, he holds on, he is this idea. If karma serves as a means of, karma has the status of being the indirect means of attainment of jnanam, the mokshaha, then karma must be performed. And to perform karma, what is needed? Grihastha ashrama is the most conducive, suitable ashramaha. If karma has been performed, means one must be a householder only. Grihastha ashrama only. Then what is the purpose of brahmacharya ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama? What is sannyasa ashrama at all? Not necessary. To attain jnanam, to attain moksha, attain moksha in the form of jnanam, what do you need? Jnanam has to rise, for obstacles must be resolved, removed. To remove the obstructions, pratibandhas, one must remove the, neutralize the papam, utilize the papam, you must accumulate new punyam. To accumulate new punyam, you must perform karma. To perform karma, you must be a grihastha only. Therefore, got it now, got the point? Therefore, all other ashramas are unnecessary. Brahmacharya ashrama is not required. Vanaprastha ashrama is not required. Definitely, sannyasa ashrama is not required at all. And who is Shankaracharya? Shankara Bhagavatpada. In fact, he emphasizes everywhere sannyasa ashrama. That's why Pujya Swamiji used to say this in the class, you know. Shankara Bhagavatpada love, yeah, wherever possible, he'll emphasize sannyasa. Wherever possible, he'll emphasize sannyasa. But sannyasa does not mean leaving everything and going away from home and then taking, wearing this kashaya vastram. No. The lifestyle is different. Ashrama lifestyle is different. Sannyasaha here implies one has to become, one has to go through sannyasa mentally. Sannyasa is important for jnana means what? One must go through sannyasa mentally. Going to sannyasa mentally means what? One has to become, one must have viveka vairagyam. If you have dispassion, you are a sannyasi. Who is sannyasi? One must have vairagyam, dispassion, viragaha, vigataha, vigataha, ragaha, yasmat, saha vairagi. Natri they call vairagi, isn't it? Vairagi means a sannyasi. Vairagi is sannyasi. The one from whom all the desires have gone away. Which means, one, the person who is free from passions, no more passion for anything. Why? Passion for anything is possible only if you are dependent on something for your happiness and security. Passion for anything is possible only if you have value for it. You cannot have a desire or passion for something which you do not have value for, is it? If you have value for something, you can have passion for it. You can have value for something only if you think that that is a source of happiness, source of security. Only an ajnani, a person who is ignorant of the self, can be dependent on anything other than the self for his happiness and security. The person who is dependent on anything and everything other than the self for happiness and security, naturally, will be a person of highly passionate person. The passionate person has no choice. He'll involve himself in something or the other, doing something or the other, always fulfilling desire after desire. Highly passionate. Whereas a vairagi, the person who was vivekaha, the person who has discriminative understanding of what is that which alone is permanent, which can give permanent happiness. The impermanent things cannot give permanent happiness. A person has understood. The person who has understood the nature of everything in the world, or the entire world of objects, definitely subject to all limitations. So these objects, which are subject to all limitations, time limitation, object limitation, spatial limitation, the limited objects, how can they give limitless happiness, everlasting happiness? Time-bound objects cannot give timeless, everlasting happiness. Ephemeral cannot give eternal happiness. So the person who understood this fact effortlessly, he's called a vivekaha, discriminative understanding of what is ephemeral, what is eternal. Vivekaha is there, then vairagyam comes. Vairagyam is always something beautiful. Vairagyam, a person discovers a result of viveka. Viveka is there, vairagyam comes. Person who is dispassionate is the one who has grown out of desire for anything and everything, and is because of the understanding of limitations of everything in the world. If you have the limitations of everything, then naturally you cannot have desire for anything. The person's vairagyam is the one, the person who is dispassionate towards arthakama dharmas is the one who has, whose passion is only for jnanam. Only for jnanam. Because jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha. Such a person is a vairagi. Purush, the person of viragaha, sannyasi. This is the actual teaching, isn't it? So, Shankara Bhagavatpada emphasizes that one has to have this sannyasa, one has to go to sannyasa mentally. So, having to go to sannyasa mentally means one has to become dispassionate, means one has to become mature. That's why becoming dispassionate is a beautiful thing, it's a flowering. Becoming dispassionate means what? Becoming mature. Becoming mature. And the maturity, so being dispassionate means being mature, which is a result of viveka. Dispassion was born of understanding. Therefore, sannyasa, this is the meaning of the sannyasa. Understand now? Actually, not simply wearing saffron robes. Okay. So, what is he saying now? Purupakshi, let us see here. Purupakshi wants to say, sannyasa ashramaha is not at all required. And not sannyasa ashrama, no other ashrama is required. What is the use of having four ashramas? Why can't we have only one ashramaha called grihastha-ashramaha? Why grihastha-ashramaha? Grihastha-ashramaha means you can perform rituals, perform all from, one can involve oneself continuously, constantly, in always in activities. Perform as many rituals as possible. Nityavatika karmani, agnihotram kuryad, yavat jivat agnihotram kuryad, until the last breath one must perform agnihotra karma. Karma kanda prescribes all these mantras, no? He is very happy. In karma kanda it is said, yavat jivet agnihotram juhyat. One must perform ritual, agnihotram ritual until one's last breath. It is said, which means one must perform as many rituals as possible, and to perform all rituals, or to perform even to follow all the values, all disciplines. See, following disciplines means what? Involving oneself in actions, activities. Following disciplines means what? Involving oneself in activities. And fulfilling one's desires means what? Performing activities. Doing one's duties means what? Performing activities. Consciously doing one's prescribed duties means what? Again, involving oneself in activities. Therefore, involving activities is possible only if a person is given to the grihastha-ashramaha. So he says what? Grihastha-ashrama alone is enough. One can perform rituals and rituals. One accumulate punyam. One can utilize the papam. Thereby obstructions in the rise of knowledge can be resolved. One can attain jnana, knowledge can rise, ignorance can resolve. One can attain moksha. Very nice to hear, isn't it? The reason. Therefore, grihastha-ashramaha eva alam. So he wants to say this now. Evam tarhi, look at this, how he says, evam tarhi, means what? If this is how the teaching is, one has to perform Nityanimittika karmani. Thereby one must accumulate punyam. Thereby one can neutralize the old papam. The papam becomes neutralized. Pratibandhas can be resolved. Pratibandhas go away means knowledge can rise. Knowledge rises, ignorance will resolve. Then samsara becomes resolved. Then there is moksha. Evam tarihi means this is the meaning. Okay. Evam tarihi. Ashramantara anupapattihi. Ashramantara anupapattihi. Impossibility of having other ashramas. Non-tenability of having other ashramas. Other ashramas are not required. Ashramantara anupapattihi. Why? Karma nimittatvat vidya utpattehe. As the rise of knowledge, as a rise of knowledge, requires karma. Rising of knowledge is dependent on karma. Knowledge alone can resolve ignorance. Thereby moksha, knowledge is only means of attainment of moksha, no doubt he agrees now. You need not combine karma with jnanam. Jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha, fine. But for the knowledge to rise, knowledge has what? Karma becomes the mean, nimittam. Karma nimittatvat vidya utpattehe. Vidya utpattehe, vidyayaha utpattehe. The rising of knowledge. Karma nimittatvat. Karma has the status of indirect means of the attainment of jnanam. Already understood? Therefore, and to perform karma, one must be grihastha. Grihastha ashrama is enough. But he says, ashramantara anupapattihi. Upapatthi means possibility. Anupapatthi, impossibility. There is impossibility of having other ashrams. Means what? There is non-requirement of other ashramas. Other ashramas are not required. So, grihastha ashrama alone is enough. Why? Kimartam? Karma nimittatvat vidyotpattehe. As the rising of knowledge has the karma as an indirect means. And garhasthye cha vihitani karmani. Garhasthye vihitani karmani means what? All the rituals has been prescribed only for a grihastha. Garhasthye. Garhasthya means what? All the karmani pertaining to the grihastha ashrama. Garhasthyam karma means what? A karma pertaining to grihastha agastha ashrama is said to be garhasthyam karma. Garhasthye cha vihitani karmani. All karmas, all rituals have been prescribed only for a person of a grihastha ashrama. Iti aikashyam aikashamyameva. Aikashamyameva means what? There is only a status of having only one ashrama. There is a need for having only one ashrama. Means one ashram means what? One stage in life. What is it? Grihastha ashram. Everyone must grow in a, okay? old and get old, when a person becomes old enough to get married and live as a grihastha and perform ritual until his last breath. So what? Organ and punyam. So that what? Old problem can be neutralized. So patibandhas can be removed. Jnanam can rise. Ignorance can resolve, be resolved. Attain moksha. Purapaksha's new view. Okay? Garhastecha vihitani karmani aikashyam aikashramyam eva aikashramyam means what? Ekaha eva ashramaha uchitaha. That's the meaning. Aikashramyam eva means there's a need only one ashrama. Yes, there is only one ashramaha possible. That is garhastya ashramaha, grihastha ashramaha, and in which all rituals can be performed. Ataha cha, and he says what? That therefore, yavat jivadi shrutayaha anukulataraha. Or what? Therefore he says, ataha cha yavat jivadi shrutayaha anukulataraha. Now, yavat jivadi shrutayaha, the many shruti statements, many statements of the karmakanda, many statements of the Veda Shastram, especially the statements of the karmakanda, where one must perform agrihotram karma until one's last breath. So many statements are there. Oh, very conducive statements. Anukula taraha. Anukula. See, anukula shrutihi means what? Anukula shrutihi means very conducive statement. Appropriate statement. Is it? Very supportive statement. Anukula means supportive, conducive statement. Anukula taraha means what now? More supportive. That is why in the karmakanda itself, we have many more supportive statements for performing rituals and to live one's life as a grihastha, such as what? One should perform the agnihotram karma until one's last breath, etc. It's only one statement. So many statements like this. They're all very support. Anukula taraha means they're highly supportive. They're more supportive of what? Performance of rituals in the grihastha ashrama. So what is his view? There's no requirement of sannyasa ashrama. Listen, and who is Shankaracharya? Shankara Bhagavatpada, my God. Then, one who always, he established 4 months. Okay? Very seriously. That is why people ask questions. Why Shankaramat people don't come out and teach? No. Shankaramat will not go in search of, will not go, compel people to become sannyasis. No. No missionaries here. Jnanam is not nothing to do with missionary work. Okay, going street by street, come on, we will sell jnanam, come, we'll give jnanam, come. Puja Swamiji used to ask this question, which physics person will go door to door? Let me teach you, come on, let me teach you physics, let me teach you physics. Which will go door to door? We never take out, we don't take our books and go and give free copies. Free because that idea is not there. If you are desperate for jnanam, come here. It will not be cheap given like that. Compulsion is not there. You be a brahmachari, you be a grihastha, you do any number of, you have any number of desires, fulfill your desires, live dharma, shastram teaches. If you are not ready for this jnanam, you be there. But this is how you follow this path of karma. Do your nityamitika karmas. Avapadishiddha karmas, perform kamya karmas, in conformity with dharma, follow these values, follow these disciplines, see you take care of your mental health, you become mature, prepare yourself for jnanam. Shastram prescribes, no, don't come for jnanam. You are not ready for it. If you are desperate, you will come for jnanam. That's why jnanam is not for, not, it's not a, whoever is desperate has to go. That is why mats are there, acharyas are there, only for, and they can guide people to live their lives properly. That's all. No acharya will really compel somebody to take sannyasa. Come on, take sannyasa, I'll give you. But somebody never wanted to give sannyasa. You know that unless people go on daily pester him, and Swamiji also has to see how people are ready or not, only then, even then you can see, you do hear sometimes people, sometimes becomes a wrong choice. This again, no acharya will ever compel one to take the life of sannyasa. Please make it a point. Understand, it's only for those who are desperate for jnanam. You come, jnanam is, teaching is available. Okay. So here, so Shankaracharya says, no, you're wrong. Na means what? No, what you're saying is not correct. Na, that's all. Na means no. No means what? Shankaracharya's answer. No, what you're saying is not correct. Why? He, Akant Pura Pakshi, only a Grihastashrami has rituals. Only Grihastashrami has to perform karmas. That's not true. Karmas, rituals, actions are there for a person of every ashrami, every ashrama. Brahmachari has his own duties to be done, his own activities. Vanaprasthi has his own activities and duties. Sannyasi has his own ashramis and duties. So Grihastashrami also. Only thing is, the Grihastashrami's duties, the karmas are different from Sannyasashrami's duties. That's all. We can't say only Grihastashrami has duties. So he says, na. Karma anekatvat. Due to the plurality, multiplicity, countlessness of rituals and actions pertaining to people of different ashramas, what you are saying is not correct. Rituals are not there, karmas are not there only for a grihastha. Okay, karma anekatvat. First of all, it is not correct. According to Pura Pakshi, rituals are there only for a Grihastashrami. Only Grihastashrami can perform rituals. People of other ashramas do not have any rituals, any karma at all. Other ashramas are not required. That's what his argument. Shankaracharya negates, no, that is not correct. Why? There are countless number of rituals and karmas pertaining to people of different ashramas. The people of all ashramas have their own respective duties and actions and rituals. He says, Nahi Agnihotraniye Agnihotradiniyeva Karmani. Very beautiful explanation. Please understand. Nahi Agnihotradiniyeva Karmani. Agnihotradini eva karmani. What does it mean? Nahi, not at all. Agnihotradi rituals alone are not rituals. Not karma. See, performance of the fire rituals, such as Agnihotram, etc., that alone does not come under the category of karma. Understand? Agnihotradini eva na karmani. So, according to him, performing the rituals prescribed in the karma kanda alone are karma. According to Pura Pakshi. No. Simply performing rituals such as Agnihotradi, Agnihotram, etc. alone is not karma. So, Agnihotradi ni eva na karmani. Why? Karmani means what? He says, karmani. Rituals or actions. religious activities or mundane activities. All activities come under the category of karma. So karma does not mean mere performance of rituals, such as Agnihotram, etc. Brahmacharyam. Even as Brahmacharyam, the discipline of being a Brahmachari, following this, being given to discipline of celibacy, itself is comes under the category of karma. So being a celibate is also what? Being a celibate means involving oneself in following certain specific disciplines. Following any discipline means what? You are involved in some karma. Understand? So Brahmacharyam. Brahmacharyam is not, okay, being a celibate, being given to the discipline of Brahmacharyam, does not, not that one has performed ritual for that. Being a Brahmachari means what? Strictly following certain disciplines. Okay? And following certain disciplines means what? One has to involve oneself in certain karmas. Therefore, Brahmacharyam, Tapaha. Tapaha means what? Austerity. See, following any austerity, any penance, also implies what? Involving oneself strictly in some activities. See, being given to the discipline of austerity or penance implies what? Involving oneself in activity. Okay. Satyavadanam. Okay, following the value of truthfulness. Satyavadanam, speaking the truth. Speaking the truth means what? Strictly following the value of truthfulness in speech. So being, following this discipline of truthfulness in speech, following all these values implies what? Involving oneself in karma. Which means one has to make really efforts. See, living a life of values means one has to constantly make efforts not to go against universal values, not rub against dharma. So strictly follow dharma. One has to make use of one's will, knowing the value of our just right and wrong. One must make use of one's will to choose to do the right, to refrain from the wrong. Means what? Involving oneself in following values means involving oneself in activities consciously. So, Satyavadanam is also karma. Shamaha, following the discipline of Shamaha. See, Shamaha means mental discipline. What about mental discipline? Okay, what is mental? Consciously having thoughtfully mastery over one's ways of thinking. And having mastery over one's thoughts is Shamaha. So having mastery over one's thoughts means being capable of managing one's thoughts, being capable of managing one's desires, being capable of managing one's anger, being capable of managing all jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety. So, being capable of managing one's emotions means having mastery over one's desires, anger, etc. Means one must be very conscious. One must make efforts. Whether it is a karma. Understand now? So following the discipline of Shamaha means what? Implies involve oneself in karma, action. Even following the values means what? Involving oneself in actions. Following some penance means what? involving oneself in actions. Living a life of a brahmacharya means what? Involving oneself in activities. Because there's always will is involved, effort is involved. To live a life of brahmacharya means one must know the value of what this brahmacharya discipline is, how one must strictly follow the discipline. So, simply don't say only grihastashrami has karmas. Only performing fire rituals such as Agnihotram is not a karma. Karmani anekani. Okay. Karma, there's plurality, multiplicity, countlessness of karmas. So all these come under the category of karma only. So brahmacharyam, tapaha, satyavadanam, shamaha, damaha. Again, the sensory discipline. Damaha means what? Sensory discipline. Having mastery over one's sense organs means what? One has to thoughtfully prevent oneself from overindulgence of sense objects. Isn't it? So, therefore, damaha. Ahimsa. Ahimsa, again, the value of the exalted value of non-violence, non-hurting, non-wounding. If a person is committed to live a life of ahimsa, person is a person of values, definitely he must be a person of non-violence, a person of ahimsa. A person of ahimsa means what? One is very careful. So he must use his will, he must use his knowledge of right and wrong. And that he must be conscious of not wounding, not hurting, not offending other person's feelings, other person's thought and word and deed. The body, not simply not hurting means what? What I say, what I do, whatever I do, should not cause hurt the feelings of other person. You should not hurt other people mentally or physically. Isn't it? Therefore, this is what ahimsa. So, following the discipline of ahimsa also is what? Karma. Don't say karma means simply performing Agnihotram alone. All karma. So, you see the beauty of this now? I tell you, very subtle, very beautifully explained. Karma means what? Karma literally means nakaranta napusakalingi shabdaha. Karma means an action. Action means what? You involve your mind, involve your sense organs, involve your speech, involve your physical body. In fulfilling, in producing something. Isn't it? It can be mundane, sacred activities, religious activities. So, and in following the path of karma, laid down by Shastram means what? Following all these disciplines. So, Satyavadanam, Ahimsa, Shamaha, Damaha. So, following values. Satyavadanam, Ahimsa, these two stand for values. Shamaha, Damaha stand for disciplines. So, all these come under the category of karma. Action only. Brahmacharyam, tapaha, satyavadanam, shamaha, damaha, ahimsa, iti evamadini api. Iti evamadini api means what? All these also. Or in this manner, all these disciplines, values, etc. also come under the category of the karma only. The karma means not simply performance of rituals such as Agnihotam, etc. Eva madini api karmani yitara ashrama prasiddhani. Yitara ashrama prasiddhani. All these also are karma and which are which are well known in, which are strictly followed in other ashramas also. Brahmachari, Agrastha, Vanaprasthi, all of them must have what? Must follow values. All them must follow these disciplines. Disciplines who should be followed? All people of all ashramas must follow disciplines. People of all ashramas must follow values. Even the mentally prepared people, of course, must follow values and disciplines. People who wait to be prepared, they would choicelessly have to follow disciplines and values. Therefore, itara ashrama prasiddhani, these are well known in the other ashramas also. Itara ashrama prasiddhani, brahmacharyam, tapaha, satyavadanam, shamaha, damaha, ahimsa, ityevamadini api karmani, itara ashrama prasiddhani, vidya utpattau sadhakatamani. All these also, which come under the disciplines, values, etc., which come under the category of the karma, which are well known other ashramas also, they also, what now? Sadhakatamani. They also have sadhakatamani. They also sadhakatamani. Sadhakam, sadhakataram, hadakatamam. Most important means, hadakatamani vidya utpattau. They also import, most important means. They also serve as the most important mean, indirect means. Most important indirect means of attainment of jnanam. Vidya utpattau sadhakatamani. And then asankirnatvat. Asankirnatvat vidyante. Asankirnatvat vidyante dhyana dharanadi lakshanani cha. Asankirnatvat vidyante. So, enjoying the status of being unadulterated, they're also there as part of karma. Dhyana dharanani lakshanani cha. And apart from these, specific disciplines to be followed by a sannyasi. Dhyanam. Agrastashami, if he is not meditative, it's okay. Not a compulsory. But a sannyasi must be meditative. Dhyanam. Dharanam. Now all this, no, the important steps. Dharanam. Dharanam is what now? Placing the attention of the mind, an object of meditation, is dharanam. Once you place, when it goes away, bring it back is what? Dhyanam. So, sannyasi has to be consciously practicing the discipline of meditation, for which he has to bring the attention from everywhere and place the attention in for the object of meditation. And whenever it goes away, he has to bring it back also. In a sense, it can be what? It must be sannyasi. Even the shastra vichara, inquiry into the nature of the self, which a person has understood through shravanam and mananam. Sannyasi is the one who lives a life of contemplation. So living a life of contemplation means what? Since he may be sitting physically simply without doing anything, but he's not a jobless person. Sannyasi is not a jobless person. Swami used to tell a beautiful story. I don't have time to tell a story. I tell you, you know, சும்மா இருக்கிற சாமியா இருக்கு ஒருபடி ஸ்டெப். See, some people think somebody is sitting quietly, we're doing anything. Maybe some people may be cheating also. Simply sitting, closing your eyes, like acting like a sannyasi, maybe cheats also. But genuinely, if a sannyasi is sitting quietly, simply sitting quietly is also a job. Not a job, it's a big karma. The most difficult karma. Simply sitting without doing anything is the most difficult karma. What does it mean? Not mentally suffering. People who are sick or sick, physically they'll be very lazy, not doing anything, but mentally very sick. But sannyasi is the one whose mind is involved in shastra vichara. He must understand shastram and he must be involved in this, in the inquiry into the meanings of the words of the shastram, the nature of the reality. So in one is a manasam karma. Being given to the discipline of inquiry into the nature of the reality as unfolded by the words of the shastram means attention has been taken away from everywhere. Attention has been placed in the nature of the reality, understood. And one is dwelling upon means being contemplative. Dwelling upon one's own essential nature means it's a mental activity. Purely a mental activity. So karma. And specifically, this is only a sannyasi's duty. Sannyasi's karma. Manasam karma. So contemplation is purely mental activity pertaining to a sannyasi. Person of sannyasa ashrama. So dhyana dharanadi lakshananicha. Even the disciplines in the form of meditation, placing the attention of the mind, object of meditation, etc., also come under the category of the karma. Therefore, don't say only performing Agnihotram karma itself is not a karma. Performing rituals such as Agnihotram karma alone is not a karma. Pertaining to Grihasthashrami. Every ashrama has its own respective duties and disciplines. And then all these disciplines are common disciplines. See, shamaha, damaha, you know, and then values, satyavadanam, ahimsa, following the values, disciplines are common for all people of all ashramas. And everything involves effort and then involving one's will, using one's will. See, if you have to use your will and you have to make effort means it comes under the category of karma. Therefore, bhakshyati cha, and in the same Upanishad, later we are going to see, tapasa brahma vijignyasasva. In Taittiriya Upanishad itself, it is emphasized what? May you have a desire to discover Brahman. Okay? By tapas. Means what? Involve yourself in tapas means involving oneself in karma. Which means karma does not, karma is not only for a grastaha. Karma does not mean only performing fire rituals such as Agnihotram. Karma means a big word. Karma means all this. Following disciplines, following values. And practicing tapas, all this comes under the category of the karma. For what? Other ashramas are not required. Sannyasa ashrama alone is enough. That is not the right teaching. Okay, we'll stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.